Merry Christmas from Charles Peter Inspirations. It's a beautiful day that God has given us, a day to Christmas. Even as our hearts are grateful, dropping with joy and gratitude because of the way the Lord has carried us through the whole of this year, we have seen His love, an abundance of His grace and goodness that has carried us from January when the year was beginning. And tomorrow is Christmas Day 2023. Glory to God in the highest. We worship God and we honor Him because of His loving kindness and faithfulness that has carried us throughout the whole of that year and has enabled us to see Christmas Day 2023. There were so many people that had grand plans for Christmas this year. Yes, they had organized for meetings and get together over this season. And my brother and my sister, that was not to be. But God has privileged you, and God has granted you that honor and that privilege that you are alive today, and you will be there to celebrate Christmas Day tomorrow. You can only say, glory to God in the highest. We thank God and we honor God for the joy of Christmas. And yesterday we saw that Christ wore our shoes during Christmas. He came down to our level because we could not match His level. He was born under the law to save those who live under the law, born by a woman to save those born of women. Let me tell you, He knows your experiences. He knows what you go through. He experienced your pain. He experienced your frustrations and your disappointments. And therefore, He qualifies to be your Savior. And today, I want us to look at the message of the angels to the shepherds. You remember that night when Jesus was born? We read in the book of Luke chapter 2 from verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the field and nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I will bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. I don't know whether in life you have ever had an opportunity where somebody identified with you. Maybe you attended this event and you just felt you're the only stranger. You attended this place and you just thought you're the only one. I still remember the first time I traveled out of the country. And I went to one of these countries in the Middle East, and I was the only black cloud, and I really felt that there was something that I was missing, until one day in the streets, there was this black Nigerian man who came and identified himself with me, and I felt a sense of belonging. Let me tell you, that is what happened on Christmas night. When it came to crashes, and especially amongst the Jews, some of the most disregarded and some of the people that used to be assumed most, the low-cadre jobs and the low-cadre positions were reserved for the shepherds. It is not one of the jobs you would have loved to have during those days. It is not one of the jobs you would go telling people, I am a shepherd. And especially around the time when Jesus was born. Apart from being Jews, and we know Jews were largely shepherds, Roman influence had really taken toll on these people. Not many of them wanted to identify themselves as shepherds. I may not understand what kind of a job you can associate with that kind of work today. But when Jesus was born, God wanted to send a message that the birth of a Messiah, that the birth of Emmanuel was for everyone. Class aside, status aside, marital status aside, you know, color, race aside, everything aside, Christ was for all people. He was born in a manger. He identified himself with a shepherd. The shepherd of Israel identified himself with the shepherds. And when the angels are speaking to the shepherds, they are telling them, do not be afraid. Yes, I know not many people would wish to identify themselves with a manger, but there is one who was born tonight in a manger and is lying in a manger. He is the Messiah. This is joy to the world. That is why we are saying joy to the world. Joy to the entire world. Joy to the shepherds. Joy to kings. Joy to those who consider themselves low in life. Joy to those who feel they are privileged. Joy to everyone. The Christmas message lesson is with joy for everyone. And there is no one who is left out by the Christmas message. My brother and my sister, I may not understand your situation as we celebrate Christmas 2023, but I want to remind you that it is a season of joy for everyone, you included. If the shepherds were included in God's plan, and of course the angel says that, I bring you good tidings that it will be a joy for all people, for everyone, joy to the world, because Jesus was born. God has identified himself with you. God has not only identified himself with the shepherds by being born in a manger. He has identified himself with your pain. He has identified himself with your challenge. He identifies himself with whatever it is that you are battling or going through today. From our daily inspirations, we are wishing you a Merry Christmas. And we pray that the Christmas day this week, God will draw closer to you. God will satisfy you with joy. And he will make it clear to you that you are not forgotten. You are included. God identifies himself with you. Merry Christmas from Charles Peter Inspirations. Let us pray together. Gracious and merciful Lord, in the name of Jesus, what a joy to know that you identified yourself with us on Christmas Day. When you are born in a manger, and the angels visited those lowly shepherds to tell them about your birth, that you will bring joy to all people. It is my prayer that if there be one of my brothers or my sisters, anyone who is listening to this message who is short of joy, God, you will make them know that this message is a message of joy to all people. Minister to them and show yourself strong on their behalf. And may the joy of Christmas be theirs to possess their loving Father and even to savor and experience this season. And even for the remaining part of this year, all to the honor and the glory of your name. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Merry Christmas from Charles Peter Inspirations. And we pray that the joy to the world will be your personal joy. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Have yourself a lovely and a blessed day ahead. And thank you so much.